I was talking with Paul Jones last week, and I said, I can't believe how long the NBA preseason is. How is it too long, Kyle?
I think as players, we would rather get to the regular season sooner. But you know, as businessmen, I think we all understand the business aspect of it. You know, we have to get a certain amount of games in, and you know, I think it helps us to a certain extent of getting us better and getting us a little more preparation and get guys who probably wouldn't see regular season rotation minutes. You get those guys some minutes, so I think it is what it is. It's not going to change.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. It's Kyle Lowry joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. How different has this preseason been for you? You know, you've got the contract. You're the guy. You're one of the core guys in this team, and your story's well known. The relationship between you and Dwayne Casey, you and this city, you and your teammates has really developed. How different has this preseason been for you?
No different approach than last preseason. You know, coming in as a professional, coming in ready to go, and you know, at the end of the day, we still, you know, I personally had to come in and do my job, and no matter, you know, contract, and you know, everyone knows, yeah, I've signed back, but I still got to come in here and lace them up and go to work every day, and so that's the philosophy I play with, and I think that's what our philosophy, our team, and our coach, you know, leads us by.
Kyle Lowry joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What's been the biggest, if I had to ask you what the most positive thing you've seen so far from this team in preseason, what would that be?
How hard we play. I mean, we play extremely hard. And, you know, our togetherness is still as strong as it was last year. You know, we lost some great guys, you know, from last season's team. And but I think we gained a few good guys coming back, new guys, you know, guys coming back in, and, you know, young guys. So, I think, you know, we still have the same continuity and being together. And, you know, we're just the positive thing, we are working extremely hard. And every single day, you know, it's a hard, you know, hard working day.
Kyle, Dwayne Casey now has had this core group together for a while. Has there been a difference in the tone of training camp this year? Has there been maybe more focus on a particular area of the game compared to any other area?
No, Coach is a defensive guy, so, you know, our training camp was, you know, mainly, you know, really targeted at defense. So, you know, that's his main focus, you know, the offense, you know, we're going to score. Mm-hmm. But he's really focused in on defense like he always has, and that's why he is what he is. You know, he's a good head coach, known for defense.
Kyle, one of the things Dwayne Casey was very clear about early in training camp, he talked about wanting to work on the team's decision-making process late in games. And part of that was, you know, we talked about having maybe a smaller group out there, yourself, Gravis, Lou Williams is now on the team. How hard is it to work on that in training camp? You know, because it's one thing, it's one thing to be in the final minute of a game in a preseason game, and another thing to be in, you know, to be at the United Center with everybody screaming at you and you're down by 1 point and you've got the ball with 6 seconds.
We, as professionals, I think we put ourselves in a mentality that, you know, this is the situation we may be in. So you you have to kind of think of it like that. I think it's definitely tough because it's not, you know, the United States or, you know, Chesapeake Bay Arena. It's not none of those lives, not the Garden. You know, it's our own team and our own little facility, but. And I think it's just good that, you know, we get the chance that we worked on that a lot. We worked on the last 2 minutes of game and situations a whole lot this preseason. So it definitely was the emphasis of coaches this year.
Hey, Kyle, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much. Really looking forward to seeing you guys this season. And, you know, I've been making the point the Raptors really won over a lot of fans in this city with the playoff performance last year. And, you know, people are talking about it. People are excited about it. So stay healthy and go get them.
All right, man. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.